From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. U.S. President Donald Trump thanked the Pakistani government for their efforts.
Yesterday, the United States government, working with the government of Pakistan, secured the release of Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and their three children from captivity from the Haqqani Network, a terrorist organization with ties to the Taliban.
Trump said he hoped to see this type of cooperation in the future as well. The United States is withdrawing from UNESCO, the UN's cultural and education agency. The United States charged of affairs at UNESCO, Chris Hegedorn, explained why.
Two main issues prompted our decision. One was mounting arrears, which have been mounting since 2011 when this organization admitted Palestine as a member state. That amount in arrears is essentially unsustainable. Second issue, unfortunately, this venue has become politicized, undermining the work of UNESCO across its mandate. It's become a venue for anti-Israel bias. And unfortunately, we are taking the decision to withdraw from UNESCO at this time.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel was also preparing to pull out of the organization. The Palestinian Hamas faction says it has reached a deal with its rival Fatah over its political reconciliation. Fatah leader Ismail Haniyeh said details of the agreement would be announced later in the day in the Egyptian capital. Follow Voice of America on social media networks for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. The Myanmar Army Chief told the U.S. ambassador that Rohingya Muslims are not native to the country. Andrew Palcheski has that story.
Myanmar General Min Aung Hlaing apparently did not address accusations of abuses by his men when he met with U.S. Ambassador Scott Marciel, and said the media was complicit in exaggerating the number of refugees fleeing. Thousands of Rohingya left the Rakhine State Thursday, aiming to reach Bangladesh by boat, citing a shortage of food and fears of repression. A Myanmar official said people were leaving, but he dismissed the suggestion hunger and intimidation were factors. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has described the government's operations as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing, and said the action appeared to be a cynical ploy to forcibly transfer large numbers of people without the possibility of return. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Thursday's weather forecast for Northern California calls for high winds and low humidity, conditions that make it close to impossible to contain the 22 major wildfires currently burning north of San Francisco. At least 23 people have been killed in the fires. Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano explained that some of the confusion around the number of people reported missing was due to communication.
As of this morning, we have 900 missing persons reports. We have found 437 of them safe, just communication issues. Cell surface still having problems. People have been evacuated from multiple areas. They're just not connecting with their family. So 437 of the 900 are safe. 463 are still outstanding.
Authorities say at least 3,500 homes and businesses have been destroyed in the fires raging across nearly 69,000 hectares. One of Liberia's largest political parties called for a halt to counting of election results on Thursday. Vincent McCorry has more.
The Liberty Party, whose candidate Charles Bromskin was considered a frontrunner, says it will consider taking legal action if the National Elections Commission does not act on its demand. An Electoral Commission spokesman told Reuters that it was unaware of the Liberty Party's complaint and did not say whether the commission believed illegal acts occurred.
While there have been reports of some voting boxes arriving late to polling locations and people not finding their names on rosters, there's been no link made to illicit activity at this time. Spaniards waved national flags across the capital as unionists used a holiday military parade to show unity in the face of moves by Catalonia to declare independence. The wealthy region's intention to break away has plunged Spain into its worst political crisis since an attempted military coup in 1981. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.